On the show today, we have a young comic book artist who has just completed a sequel to a comic she made about the COVID-19 vaccine. Namitha Koshi, aka Namzi, is a 10-year-old learner in grade 5 at St. Cyprian School. She loves reading, music, and especially drawing and illustrating comics. Her parents are both doctors, and their experiences have inspired her to use comics to communicate health messages, especially about the COVID vaccine. Today, Namzi will be telling us more about this comic and how it has taken social media by storm. Welcome to the show, Namzi. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you, Yusra, and I'm really excited to be here.
Can you please tell us more about yourself and why you enjoy making comics in your free time?
I think you've said everything about me. I'm in grade 5 at St. Cyprian School. I love art, especially drawing and illustrating cartoon characters. I've been making comics since I was about 6 years old. But those ones make me cringe a bit now. I love making jokes and laughing at silly things, so comics are a fun way to express comedy. I later realized that comics can be used to spread a message in a fun way.
Can you please tell us about the comics you have created on the COVID vaccine and what it's about?
I have made two comics about the COVID vaccine. The first one is called The Ultimate Battle, White Blood Cells versus the Coronavirus. It explains how the vaccine works in the body. So you have white blood cells in your body that function as soldiers that fight diseases. In the comic, the white blood cell soldiers are terrified of the new threat of coronavirus, but they realize that they have the vaccine that can help them fight the coronavirus by giving them an instruction message to fight better.
Would you like to read your comic for the listeners?
Okay. The Ultimate Battle, White Blood Cells versus the Coronavirus, a quick comic by Namzi. Soldiers of the White Blood Cell Army. We are facing a great threat. The coronavirus. Oh no, what do we do? Ah! We must start training immediately. Yes, sir. But we have something to help us. The vaccine. Woo, ah, cool. Ooh. Is it used to poke them? No. To smash them? No. To brush their hair? No, just listen to me. It's a message like WhatsApp with instructions to defeat the virus. When the real virus comes, we'll find its weak spot. And we can kick Corona goodbye. Hee-ya! Ah! Now get to work, you all. When they come, we'll be ready. A while later. Huzzah! We have won this battle. White blood cells forever. Yay! The vaccine is not a microchip from Bill Gates, nor is it meant for scientists to make money. It is for your immune system to fight off COVID. When you can, get vaccinated. My second comic is called The Rise of the Variants. What's going on over there? At the Corona Convention. Greetings, fellow Corona. Congrats on your hard work. Psst! Goodness, what's going on, General? Huh? Oh, this Corona is trying to beat us with some new variants. What's that? You see, these are the variants of interest. Lambda, Iota, Mu, Eta, and Kappa. Interesting. And variants of concern. Concerning? Alpha, Beta, Gamma, and Delta. Shh, what's that? He's C1 too. Reckon! Who are you? Relax, Delta. I'm C1 too. Where are you from? All over the world, man. Well, you're not an hour level yet. Hey, Mu, can I join you dudes? We'll think about it. Oh my gosh, there's so many of them. They're going to take over. Ah! Calm down, don't panic. We'll keep fighting. We will? Yes, we have the vaccine to help us. Remember? So the vaccine still works? Of course it does. Yay! Variants, we're watching you. C12 was discovered by clever scientists in South Africa and has been found all over the world. It is being closely monitored. Vaccines help protect against severe disease from new variants. Get vaccinated. Hashtag vaccines save lives.
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed your enthusiasm. So what inspired you to create this comic on the COVID vaccine?
Well, my dad is a cardiothoracic surgeon, and he sees many COVID patients every day, and some have died, which is very tragic. My mom is a public health physician, and her work is about managing the pandemic and help to prevent the spread of the virus. I've heard her talking about the vaccine on meetings and webinars. And my parents have been frustrated about all these conspiracy theories going around about the vaccine. So this inspired me to send a message that vaccines save lives using a comic.
Why do you think people should vaccinate against COVID?
My mom explained that the vaccine helps prevent severe disease and death from COVID. So lives will be saved and many hospitals and clinics will be able to function without being overwhelmed with many extremely sick COVID patients.
What do you hope will happen when people see your comics?
I hope it encourages some people to get vaccinated and better understand how the vaccine works. I also hope they'll have a good laugh too.
How do you feel that your comic is so popular in social media?
I never expected it to become so popular. So I was very excited and I really hope it encourages some people to get vaccinated.
What will your next comic be about?
My next comic might be about COVID as new issues come up. I've also been thinking a while about a superhero comic related to saving the environment.
Ooh, that one sounds interesting. I asked a lot of my guests this question. If you could have one superpower, what would it be?
That's a really hard question. There's so many powers I'd want. Like talking to animals, time travel, telekinesis.
Wow.
But I think teleporting would be pretty cool, like in Harry Potter.
Yep. And then is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, thank you very much for this opportunity to be here. I've loved it. And you have a new RX Radio fan. I'd also like to add that get vaccinated when you can.
Thank you so much. I think it's so cool that you're spreading the message and you're helping people understand, especially younger people with the comics, that we should get vaccinated. You know, there's so much, so many people saying that the vaccine is, there's so many conspiracy theories rather. And I think it's such a cool comic and I love your energy that you brought into the studio. So thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you very much, Yusra.